the best La Palma beaches. La Palma is the natural jewel in the Canary Islands crown, boasting volcanic landscapes in the south and laurel forests to the north. Thousands of tourists flock to this truly unique spot every year, finding the perfect climate to enjoy the black sand beaches flanking its shores. In La Isla Bonita, as the natives of the Canary Islands call it, you will find family, urban and wild beaches surrounded by nature. It would take days to visit them all, so we've made it easy for you. Read on for our list of the best La Palma beaches, and find your perfect beach fit. Playa de Tazarcort. This spectacular black sand beach is located in Puerto de Tazarcort, on the western side of the island. It's a tourist's favorite, the ideal spot to enjoy the fabulous Canary Island weather, surrounded by nature. It's quiet, but has all the comforts you'd expect from a city beach. There's a jetty to the southern part of the beach to keep the waves low all year round, making it perfect for families. Meanwhile, to the northern end, the area between the rock barrier and quay is ideal for naturists, being one of the few official nudist zones in La Palma. And there's a convenient bathroom and shower area as well as sun lounges and parasols for hire. Plus, a whole host of bars and restaurants on the promenade where you can sample the fresh fish of the day. You can access the beach in several ways. If you're driving from Los Llanos de Aridane, take the LP2 towards Arguel, and from there, take the LP1 until you reach Barranco del Tenisca, where there's a left turn to Las Angustias El Porta Road. If you'd rather take public transport, the 110 line runs every hour, connecting Puerto de Tazarcort with Los Llanos de Aridane. Playa de Bayjama. Bayjama is one of the island's most visited beaches, all year round. Less than 10 minutes walk from Santa Cruz de La Palma, it's located between Risco de la Concepción volcano and the marina. It's the ideal spot for a day out with your family, with a children's playground on the sand itself to keep the little ones occupied and a breakwater to keep the waves gentle, no matter what time of year. There are also showers and changing rooms, as well as access for people with reduced mobility, making it even more convenient. Playa de Santa Cruz de La Palma. Located in the heart of the capital, Santa Cruz de La Palma Beach is the island's newest. Black sand stretches a distance of 1,230 meters, with everything from a children's playground with equipment for different age groups and areas set aside for playing volleyball. A lifeguard is on the lookout all year round to keep swimmers safe, and there are changing rooms, a shower area and access for people with reduced mobility. This La Palma beach is right next to the seafront promenade, giving you easy access to the city's restaurants and bars. Playa de Los Cancajos. Los Cancajos Beach is a black sand beach in the municipality of Brina Baja. Thanks to its crystal clear waters and abundant marine fauna, it comes highly recommended among snorkeling and diving crowds for your first dive. There's also a little pool offering protection from the currents, the ideal setting for a dip with the kids. The promenade is right next to the beach, a fabulous place for a stroll or to watch the sunset. Amenities including showers, restaurants and a tourist information center are all there to ensure your experience is completely stress-free. Located just 2 kilometers from the airport and 2 from Santa Cruz de La Palma, it's easy to access via the 500 line, which takes just 10 minutes from the capital or airport. If you decide to go by car, from the direction of Santa Cruz de La Palma, take the LP2 until you reach a turnoff on the right. At the roundabout, take the right turn towards the Los Cancajos. Playa Nogales. Located in the municipality of Puntalena, Nogales Beach is considered the best beach on the island for experienced surfers due to the quality of the waves, but the strong currents make it unsuitable for swimming. The contrast of the black sand against the green of the cliffs make this a favorite for photographers. No wonder it's also a popular movie location. You can get to the beach from the village of Puntalena. Take the right turn from Avenida Atabara towards the LP-102 for approximately 10 minutes, then take the left turn onto Col Ciudad Vieja. When you get there you'll find a parking area and a narrow 500-meter path with steps leading down to the beach. Playa de Echentive. Echentive Beach is perfect for anyone seeking the island's more untamed side. Located in the municipality of Fuencaliente, it's just 10 minutes from our La Palma and Teneguía Princess Hotel. The Pebble Beach formed after the Teneguía volcanic eruption in 1971, and is part of the Volcanoes of Teneguía Natural Monument. There are no services, and no distractions. This is a beach made for enjoying the unspoiled nature of La Palma in its purest form. The best way to get to Echentive Beach is by car, via the LP-207 road. There's a parking area next to it for around 50 cars, which tends not to fill up because it's such a quiet spot. Playa de la Zamora. We couldn't miss this one off our list. It's the best beach in the municipality of Fuencaliente. It might be small, but La Zamora Beach has become a local's favorite for a dip on hot summer days. This little black sand gem is set in idyllic surroundings, beneath a small cliff crowned by banana plantations. This untamed spot doesn't come with any services or lifeguards, so you do need to take extreme precautions. Access it via the LP-2 road from the direction of Los Canarios town center towards the LP-209 road, leading directly to the beach. Plus, it's just 1.5 km from our La Palma and Teneguía Princess Hotel, about 3 minutes by car. New beaches formed by the volcanic eruption. The eruption of the La Palma volcano in 2021 has also transformed the coastal landscape of the western part of the island. The Vale de Aridane coastal area has extended by approximately 48 hectares, forming about 12 new beaches. It's not yet possible to visit these new, natural phenomena, but we hope they'll be added to our list in the future so we can all get up close to these recently formed parts of the island. So, now you know all about the best La Palma beaches, all you need to do is pick your favorites for your next trip to the Isla Bonita.